Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. Don't have to be a long talk.
Amen.
A little talk with Jesus. Sometimes it's just one word, Jesus.
Yes.
That will make it all right.
Yes.
I come to you today giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend Riley, Reverend MacMillan, my lovely wife, and my beautiful church family.
Amen.
It's an honor, a privilege, and it's always an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for we are in need of a word. Speak, Lord, for until you come, there's nothing to say. Speak, Lord, for someone is lonely today. Speak, Lord, for someone is crying on the inside. Speak, Lord, for someone is confused. Speak, Lord, for we are in a need of your wisdom, your guidance, direction. Take control, Lord. Use me any way that you see fit, Lord God. Do with me what you wish, but speak a word. For we are in need of a word. The world is in need of a word. Have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He's been working with me all week, and right up through today. So I'm not sure which way this might go, but I'm not really worried about it, to be honest, because he knows. If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to St. John. I'm going to give you more direction than I gave him in the back. I told him in the back when I told him John, and then Joe asked me did I want St. John or did I want one of the other letters. And I told him St. John 23 through 33. And he said, which chapter? I actually had to tell him everything. So I'm going to direct you chapter 16. And I want to just read, start with the 31st verse. It says, Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. The world can't do you no harm. If you just hold on to his hand. And then in Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, that starts with chapter 28, verse 16. So then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Keep it right there. We're going to stop right there. And just one verse from John 17:3. It says, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And I've had about 12 different titles that have been suggested to me, but it was when we were reading today that I finally resolved to one, I believe, anyway. But it's coming and going. He keeps on blessing me. Coming and going. Let me put a colon there if you wish, but he keeps on blessing me.
Thank you.
You know, in these last few weeks, we've several things that I think Reverend MacMillan talked about now and then, and I think I reversed it then and now, and I've had in a few last few weeks thoughts of before and after, and then that's coming and going. But when you start thinking about what God has done and what he's now doing, and if you respond to him at all, you start to understand that whether you're coming or going. And sometimes, you know, you've heard people say, man, I get so busy sometimes I don't know if I'm coming or going. But if you are where you ought to be, then you know that he keeps on blessing you, coming and going. And if you're where you ought to be, it really doesn't matter whether you're coming or going. Just do what God tells you to do. That he has all authority. And last week, or 2 weeks ago, because last week Reverend Mac was preaching, but 2 weeks ago, we talked about deep theology made simple, and we're going to go a little deeper into that as well. But we talked last week, we spoke on the topic of how can I be all that God calls me to be. So the two will go together, because when we start resting in him and stop trying to figure out everything, stop trying to be so smart and so on top of everything, and just start resting. God promised us peace. I heard a deep sigh just then, because sometimes that's so elusive. It's just peace. Just all everything going haywire, and the news, the kids, and I'm sure the kids say adults and parents. But sometimes it seems like so much is going on that you just can't be still. You just can't rest. You just can't find peace.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd just rest a minute. Peace. Don't it feel good? Listen to the choir. And just peace. He promised us that. He said, I got you. All of that stuff that's going on, all of those problems that you let rush into your head, he said, I got this.
Yes.
Coming and going. He said, I'm going to keep right on blessing you. All you got to do is rest in me. When you're out there all alone by yourself, when we scatter from this place, and you're all by yourself, and everything comes rushing down on you. Just listen and hear God say, peace, be still. You ever rode in your car and you think you're doing all that you can to find peace? You might turn on the radio and turn to a nice gospel channel or a nice jazz channel or something that you can just listen to, and you think that you're finding peace. But if you're like me, you'll listen to the radio for a while, and doggone it, if they don't jump in, you may be listening to something good, and they go off on a tangent somewhere. My wife would be riding in the car, and both of us fighting to turn the radio off, because right in the midst of a peaceful gospel song, somebody jumped in with a whole lot of other stuff. Just turn it off and listen. Have you ever got up in the morning and listened to the birds sing? This tweet. And they sound so happy. Peace. Be still. So when we look at theology, studying God, since you not only help us understand who God is, but it ought to speak to how we live. When we talked last week, we used the quote from Robert Mulholland's book, The Process of Being Conformed to the Image of Christ for the Sake of Others. Are you walking like you ought to walk? Are you talking like you ought to talk? When you coming, is everybody looking forward to you coming and smiling and glad to see you? Is everybody running away from you trying to hide because here he comes again? And when you're going, are they talking about, well, I'm sure glad he came, or are they saying, boy, I'm glad he gone? We Christian. It's something to think about, isn't it? That we ought to bring something with us when we come.
That's right.
Folk ought to be looking to see us. And when we're gone, they ought to be talking and rejoicing, or glad that we came. If we walking like we ought to be walking, if we talking like we ought to be talking, if we are part of God's master plan. Last week, when we made theology, deep theology, simple, we came to a conclusion. We answered the question, how do we know if we are among the few that have ears to hear? How do we know that we are called by God? And the response was, because we answered. That's deep theology made simple. In other words, do you have a purpose? Do you know what God's purpose is for your life? Has he made it plain to you that I'm calling you to do something? If he hadn't made it plain to you, do you have a desire in your heart, a calling in your heart that says, there's something else that I ought to be doing? And then you know that I am the called of God, because I'm responding. I'm either doing what he called me to do, or I'm trying to find out.
All right.
See, when we looked last week at the statement that Joyce Myers had made, but I want to just redo a part of that. It says, God wants to reveal the truth about us to us. It's time to stop running and start facing the things that are coming between us and him. The songwriter said, just a closer walk with him. If I just look at myself, search myself and see what's wrong with me. We run around, we talk about what everybody else is doing and not doing. As my mama said, keeping yourself straight is a full-time job. You tend to your own business, getting you right. You don't have time to be messing with nobody else. So just let your little light shine. Don't have to run around correcting nobody. You do the right thing.
Amen.
Coming and going. He keeps on blessing me. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal. To know God. You know, everybody's sitting around waiting for when I make it over. When I get to heaven. But
life eternal
starts when you get to know him better. When you get to know God like you ought to know him. Then you realize that I'm living a never-ending life. I am part of eternity. When I've given my life over to him, I join eternity. This is life eternal. And when I take life eternal, I start thinking that this world can't do me no harm, Reverend Matt. You can knock me down, but you can't keep me there. You can say something to me, but you can't make me unhappy.
All right.
Yes.
Because this joy I have.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
This
the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away.
All right.
If you can just bask in God's glory and realize that whether I'm coming or whether I'm going, he keeps on blessing me. I get up in the morning and I got food to eat and I got breath in my body and I can step a little bit, I can walk a little bit. He keeps on blessing me, coming and going. He keeps on blessing me over and over and over again. This is life eternal. Trials and tribulations, they only get me down if I let them get me down. God's in charge of everything. The scripture says all things. He has authority over all things. And this world can't do me any harm. Nothing can happen to me unless God says so.
All right. Yes, sir.
I got a peace.
Thank you, Father.
I feel pretty good.
All right.
But in order for us to carry out this great commission that God has given us, we need to really get to know God. To get to know God requires a change in heart. not a change in head. People say, I made up my mind. Well, it'll do you a whole lot of good to make up your mind. You should have figured that out by now yourself. If you did, I know I figured it out about me. I told me so many things I'm going to do. And look around a month or two later and I still hadn't done it. That's just me. So we need a change in heart.
Yes.
Change me, Lord. Make me somebody else. Make me something to change me, Lord, because I'm not who I ought to be. Thank you, Lord. I would try to be brief this morning, but this feels good to me. There are three things that we can do to really know that we know him.
Three things.
Three things we can do to know that we really know him. Number one, we can put him on trial. Number two, we can fully understand his authority. And then number three, we can accept his commission. Put him on trial. The ninth chapter of John, 19th chapter of John, 9th verse. The New Living Translation says, he took Jesus back into the headquarters again and asked him, where are you from? But Jesus gave no answer. Pilate said, why don't you talk to me? Anybody been alone with the Lord and get in a situation and want to know, Lord, where are you? Lord, why you let me get in this pickle on me? Try him.
Yes, yes.
Pilate demanded, don't you realize that I have power to release you or power to crucify you?
That's right.
That's how we feel sometimes, like we're in charge of something. Then Jesus said, you would have no power over me at all unless it were given to you from above. So the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin. Try him. As Gerald said this morning, when you are feeling bad, don't be afraid to tell God that you're feeling bad. When you're feeling ill will towards somebody, don't be afraid to tell God that I need you to come in, Lord, because I'm feeling like I might do something I got no business doing. So try him.
Right.
See if he's there.
Because
if we're going to carry out the Great Commission, we need to really know God.
Really know.
We need to understand his authority. Matthew 10, verses 1, then 5 and 8 says, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. He gave them authority.
Authority. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel. God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But go with the authority that God gave you. The authority to heal. The authority to affect someone's life. Do you believe that you have any authority as a Christian? Because if you don't, you need to go back to God and see if you can't get him to give you some authority so that you can actually affect somebody's life.
Yes, sir.
Create a difference. Be able to open your mouth and make a difference. But you can't do it if you're not operating under authority.
All right, then.
Because what you have to say is not worth much. Although you may think it is.
Thank you, God.
He gives you authority. What manner of man is this who can speak to the winds and they'll stop blowing? He can speak to the sea and it will stop roaring. What manner of man is this? He can give you authority. In order to carry out the great commission that God has given us, we really need to know God. Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed to them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. When they saw him, they worshiped him.
Yes.
I heard somebody in Sunday school say when the Lord spoke to her, and everybody's had some encounter with the risen Lord, that where he speaks to you, he speaks to your heart, and only you hear him. And immediately, some will worship. But some will doubt. And then don't feel bad when you are one of the ones that doubt.
All right.
When the Lord says something to you, when the Lord speaks to you, you say, was that you, Lord? When you hit a state of uncertainty and hesitation, you just need to pray to God to clear up your communication so that you will know the Lord's voice when he speaks to you. It's important that you can hear his call so that you know when God speaks to you, when God says something to you, when God says get up and move, when God says do something, then you do it because you know him.
Thank you, Lord.
My sheep know my voice. If you are called, then you know you are called because you are either doing or you are hearing the call of God.
All right.
And searching for it. But coming or going, he keeps right on blessing you.
Thank you,
Father. I look out here, these beautiful faces that sit in front of me now. Smiling faces, for the most part, ones that are happy and content because they know God. And they know that everything is absolutely all right. Can you say that with me? Everything is absolutely all right. And the face of the country that you're living in right now and the leadership that you have right now, can you say everything is absolutely all right? Now, when you leave, can you leave really believing that? When you do like I do, when you watch too much CNN or MSNBC, can you in the midst of it all say that everything is absolutely all right? Some people think that they're in charge. Some people think that they have power, but God has all power. God has all authority. God is in charge, and everything is absolutely all right. Peace. A peace that goes beyond understanding. Able to get into a deep discussion about what's going on and what's happening now and where things might go, but to end it by saying, it's all right. You can't stir me up because I serve a God who's allowed me to be part of eternity, so nothing can happen to me unless my God says so. Everything is all right. All authority over all nations, over all things, over all days. We need no other power. We can defy any other power. And we know our powerlessness will not hinder the progress of his kingdom. We give all power to him. And because Jesus has this authority, we are therefore commanded to go. He came so we can go. Coming or going, he keeps on. Bless me, I'm going to be happy. He keeps on blessing us. When we leave out of here today, we ought to be able to make an impact in the world. He sent out 11 in one case, 12 in the other. We have more than that. If we send out from right here, we ought to be able to make an impact in the world today. Carry a good word to somebody today. Tell somebody that's going through that it'll be all right. Everything is absolutely all right.
All right.
Coming or going. He keeps on.
Amen.
Blessing me.
It's all right.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for listening and putting up with us. Thank you, Lord, for being there when we get restless and doubtful. But thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you are still in charge. Anything that blocks a perfect worship of you, Lord, we ask right now that you move it in the mighty name of Jesus. And give us that peace that goes beyond understanding. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Yes.